Did you ask yourself before you had kids why you were having them? To pass on your DNA? To be entertained? For compatibility? To not be lonely when you grow old? Why do we have children, and what is the purpose of parenting? And if you haven't asked that question, it is such an important one to ask again and again. What is the purpose of parenting? The purpose of parenting is to help our children adapt, thrive, survive and thrive and succeed within the world in which they live, their culture, their society. So, for example, if you don't believe in TV and you don't believe in fast food and you don't like a lot that's going on in our society, you could try to raise your children without it. But you got to have a little village where everyone's doing that. It would at least make it easier. Because ultimately, our world that our children are in right now, including every message in the media and everything going on around them, is the world that we're all living in. And what we want to do is help them think in that world, navigate their needs, manage their behavior, regulate themselves, and have wisdom to know what's junk and what's worth paying attention to and where they stand in that world, what their own ethics are, what their morals are. What a big job. We can't hide and flee and raise them in a bubble. Sometimes I'd like to, but I can't. Well, I won't win that battle, especially as they get older and they get out. They got to have friends. They're going to go to other people's homes. They're going to, believe me, they're going to get that candy. They're going to get that media. They're going to see it. And I want to be there because I want to help them think about what they're seeing. Or at least I want to know they saw it so I can help them think about what they just saw or ask them about it. I don't want to duck my head in the sand. You know, some of us grew up that way. In our adolescent years, our parents just kind of went, we'll just pretend it's not happening. I don't want to know. Parenting is bigger than us because we only control one piece of the pie. If you picture it sort of statistically as pieces of pie, what I want to convey to you is there are external factors that affect our behavior and our children's behavior, and there are internal factors. External factors are things like economics, our money. We parent differently depending on how much money we make and how comfortable we are economically. You would parent differently if you were a single parent than you parent when you're a married parent. Those are all external factors. You parent differently if you're in the countryside versus the city. Those are what we consider outside influences on behavior. The media that I mentioned is an outside influence on your child's behavior. Internal influences are biology, neurology, their sort of developmental pace, any discrepancies in their development, sibling dynamics. So really, as parents, we only get one piece of that whole pie where we have a fair amount of influence and control, particularly while they're younger. So that should liberate you a little bit or help you feel a little bit better, because that there's a lot of those factors that when your child, wait till you hit, I don't know if you have teenagers yet, but when you hit that and you get a call from that principal in the high school, it should be some comfort that there's a lot more things influencing your son or daughter's behavior at that point than you. It's a little more complicated.